This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing on Friday, and Blinken said Washington is, quote, fully prepared to impose sanctions over China's support for Russia's defense industry. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul, South Korea.
For Blinken, a main priority is stopping Beijing's support for Russia's war in Ukraine.
In our discussions today, I made clear that if China does not address this problem, we will.
The United States doesn't accuse China of directly supplying weapons to Russia. Instead, U.S. officials say China is sending the items that go into Russian weapons, like microchips and machine tools. Blinken said the U.S. may enact sanctions to stop that cooperation, though analysts say that may be tricky. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
Egypt has sent a high-level delegation to Israel with the hope of brokering a ceasefire agreement with Hamas in Gaza. At the same time, Egypt warned that a possible Israeli offensive focused on the southern city of Rafah on the border with Egypt could have catastrophic consequences to regional stability. As the war drags on and casualties mount, there is growing international pressure for Hamas and Israel to reach an agreement on a ceasefire. Friday's ceasefire talks were to focus on a limited exchange of hostages held by Hamas for Palestinian prisoners and the return of a significant number of displaced Palestinians to northern Gaza. Flooding and heavy rains in Kenya have killed at least 70 people since mid-March. According to a government spokesperson, twice as many as were reported earlier this week. The East African country has seen weeks of heavy rains and severe flooding in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, as well as in the country's western and central regions. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers this week gave social media video app TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance until mid-January to divest the social network or face a nationwide ban, but the company may have another idea. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports.
Reuters sources say the company will shut TikTok down in the U.S. rather than sell it. That's because the algorithm that powers the app is seen as ByteDance's most valuable asset. It drives other platforms owned by the firm. And sources say it's seen as more advanced than products from rivals like Tencent. Separating it from TikTok as part of any sale looks to be legally and technically all but impossible. Instead, ByteDance could just shut the app down in the US and live without its 170 million users there. Late Thursday, the company would only say that it had no plan to sell TikTok.
Julian Satterwhite from Reuters. Students in Paris inspired by Gaza solidarity encampments at campuses in the United States have blocked access to a campus building at a prestigious French university, prompting administrators to move all classes online. The pro-Palestinian protest kicked off a day of drama Friday at the Paris Institute of Political Studies. Protesters first occupied a central campus building and blocked its entrance with trash cans, wooden platforms, and a bicycle. Later Friday, pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli demonstrators faced each other in a tense standoff in the street outside the school. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker testified at Donald Trump's criminal trial on Thursday that he wrangled with Trump and his former lawyer ahead of the 2016 election over who should buy the silence of women who said they had sexual encounters with him. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
Pecker talked about how the National Enquirer paid to buy Karen McDougal's story but didn't publish it, a practice known as catch and kill, which is considered unethical by mainstream journalism outlets. Pecker also said he alerted Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen when he heard that porn star Stormy Daniels was looking to sell her story of a 2006 sexual encounter with Trump for $120,000 in the weeks before the election. He said Cohen pressed him to buy Daniels' story, but testified that he didn't want to be involved with a porn star. Trump faces 34 counts of falsifying business records to conceal his reimbursement to Cohen for the hush money payment and has pleaded not guilty.
Rachel Faber from Reuters. It's been only a day since the Transitional Presidential Council was installed in Haiti, and the list of demands on its members is rapidly growing. Now the Caribbean nation has new leaders. They're under pressure to produce quick results despite a deep-seated crisis that has been years in the making. More than 2,500 people were killed or injured from January to March alone, and more than 90,000 have fled the capital of Port-au-Prince so far this year amid relentless gang violence. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.